Muharram mourning traditions in different lands. Welcome to the 27th part of our new and interesting series, Muharram mourning traditions in different lands. The series commemorates the heartrending tragedy of Karbala and the martyrdom of the Chief of Martyrs Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, the grandson of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The series also delves into various mourning traditions associated with the immortal epic of Ashura. We also look at the history of mourning for Imam Hussein, peace be upon him. Today, we will focus on Thailand. Stay with us. Thailand, which was previously known as Siam, saw the first Muslims arrive in the 15th century. During the period 1547 to 1548, there are historical accounts of the existence of seven mosques of the Persian and Arabs living in Thailand and about 30,000 households of the Moors, as the Muslims were called. It means Muslim people had established community in Siam or Thailand. The Muslims from Southeast Asian archipelago states, namely Java and Makassar, which are now part of Indonesia, also came as political refugees to Siam or Thailand because of the invasion of their homeland by the Portuguese and the Dutch. The next arrivals were from India, especially through South India or the Deccan, from where many Iranians came to Thailand. For instance, the Qutshahi Kingdom of Golconda Hyderabad was of Iranian origin, and diplomatically it became a dependency of the Safavid Empire of Iran. Thus, the ports of the Qutshahi Kingdom of Golconda served as an important gateway to Southeast Asia. By the second half of the 16th century, there existed busy trade links between Golconda's main port at Musilapatum and Siam's Tenasserim port. The political-economic relations between the Shiite Deccan states and Siam or Thailand led to the expansion of Shia Islam in the Buddhist kingdom of Ayutthaya. Shiite Indo-Iranian Muslims in Thailand started flooding from Ayutthaya period to the present day and brought with them the Muharram mourning ceremonies for the martyrs of Karbala. Every year, the people of Siam, especially Shia Muslims, commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, for 10 days during the month of Muharram, a tradition that continues till present day, especially in Bangkok, Thailand's capital, where the mausoleum of Sheikh Ahmad of Iran is situated. The Muslims wear black, the color of mourning, and make a procession which represents the epic of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his followers in Karbala. They hold elaborate discourses in the local language as well as in Urdu, since most of the Shia Muslims presently living in Thailand are from the Indian subcontinent. Historical accounts prove that in the previous centuries the discourses were in Persian. It is said that in the days of King Narai, from 1656 to 1688, Taziyeh processions were taken out by Shia Muslims in Thailand. The Taziyeh procession was a famous and well-known Muslim ceremony in Thailand. Besides Sheikh Ahmad, the other prominent Iranian emigre to Thailand who promoted Shia Islam was Agha Chiagha Muhammad of Iran. Today, the descendants of these immigrants from Iran and India are the result of intermarriage between their forefathers and local women. The Shias of Thailand have also sent students to study in the seminary schools of Qom and Mashhad in Iran, as well as to the seminary school of Najaf in Iraq. There is a regular traffic between Iran, Iraq and Thailand today. The Thai Muslims beat their chests in grief during the ceremonies of Muharram, mourning for Imam Hussein, the chief of martyrs, peace be upon him. Among the activities carried out this year was Who is Hussein campaign. A series of literature, leaflets and CDs prepared in English and in Thai language were distributed amongst the public, briefing them about the identity of the grandson of the Holy Prophet of Islam, Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, and his mission to defend humanitarian values, even if it meant the sacrificing of his life. Well, dear listeners, that's all for today. Until another program tomorrow, goodbye and God bless you all.